The state legislature's special session on the budget ended early on Monday with no passage of any additional funding towards the impending budget hole. WRKF's Capital Access reporter Wallace Watkins is with me to discuss the implications. Good afternoon, Wallace. Thanks for joining.
Good to be here.
The special session ended yesterday, and now that the dust has settled there, where do we stand?
Yeah, so we're really in the same place as we were before the special session started. The governor called a special session because the state's revenue is set to drop by about $1 billion next fiscal year. That's because the state's sales tax right now is 5%, but on July 1st, it's going to drop back down to 4%. That loss in revenue is what many are calling the fiscal cliff. So the governor asked legislators to find a way to replace that revenue. It's about $994 million. They just weren't able to make it happen. Most of the action in the special session took place in the House because that's where tax bills have to start. Republicans hold a majority in the House, but they don't have enough of a majority to pass a tax bill on their own. That takes 70 votes. So they did need some Democrats to support the plan. Republicans wanted to rely on sales tax to bring in money. Democrats preferred making changes to income taxes. It was a big stalemate in the House that just wasn't able to be bridged, and they were never able to work out a compromise. In the end, the House wasn't able to get a single tax bill that would address the fiscal cliff over to the Senate. So they ended the special session two days early with no solution for the revenue that will fall off on July 1st.
So after that, they will be going straight into a regular session on Monday. So why can't they just raise revenue then?
Right. Yeah. So they'll get back to work on Monday and they'll be in session until about June. A lot of the work will be focused on drawing up the state's budget for next fiscal year. That starts on July 1st. But it's going to be a regular session, and the state constitution says that in an even-numbered year, the legislature can't introduce bills that would create or raise taxes. So if the state wants to raise revenue in an even-numbered year like 2018, they have to be in a special session. That's why the governor made the call, so that legislators would have a chance to try and fill that budget shortfall before they actually have to craft the budget.
So they haven't filled the shortfall yet. They can't raise money in special session. What does that mean for next year's budget?
It means they'll have to make cuts, or try to at least. Now, the state is expecting an increase in revenue of about $300 million. That's the result of the federal government's tax reform. So now they'll have to figure out where to cut about $700 million from the state budget. The governor has warned that means big hits to programs like TOPS, higher education, and health care. Republicans and Democrats have both said that a budget with $700 million less in spending is going to have a hard time getting enough support to pass in the legislature, which would likely mean another special session in June. After the end of the special session yesterday evening, Governor Edwards held a press conference. He says he's asked both Speaker of the House Taylor Barrow and Senate President John Alario to consider ending this upcoming special session, this upcoming regular session early, and then going straight into a second special session. He'd like it to end June 4th, which is the day the regular session is set to end. And this would give the legislature one last chance to try and raise revenue and backfill some of the cuts that they'll have to make.
Okay, so there is a possibility for more fundraising after the regular session has ended. Was there anything different about this previous special session?
Yeah, you know, I'd say there was a real level of mistrust between members in the House. It was between some Democrats, especially the Legislative Black Caucus, and Republican leaders in the House, between Republican leaders in the House and the governor. It was a lack of trust that people would stick to whatever agreements had been made. And they were never able to really overcome that in order to get to a compromise on how to replace this revenue. The governor has called the special session a failure, and so have members of the legislature.
WRKF's Capital Access reporter Wallace Watkins, thank you for joining us to explain the budget issue.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered on WRKF.